everybody. Welcome to the Bachelor Podcast. I am Kay.
And I'm Derek.
And we have like a really special guest here today. I don't know if you like know him though.
You guys, we're in a cardboard box having a good time right now.
So that means we only have one person, and that is Jordan.
What's going on, guys? Hey.
Hopefully you guys sent him some DMs last week at the end of our podcast. I don't know if you heard, we were like, blow Jordan up because he said he was coming in last week and we need him in because we kind of like you. But
and you were successful.
Oh, I'm here. We're
and here we are in New York City. Your flight got here really early.
So early.
How are you awake?
I didn't realize like how early New York gets like started. There's a traffic jam at 6 o'clock in the morning. No, yeah, it doesn't.
No.
It's beautiful.
I don't know if you've heard, but this city doesn't sleep.
I have heard that.
I don't know if you know anything about New York, but we don't sleep here. As Derek drinks a cup of coffee at 10:15 at night. Yeah. Okay, so we're here for the Men Tells All. So I'm assuming all of you guys have watched that since you're listening to this, LOL. since you're actually participating in this podcast. And we have some like inside scoop. Obviously, Derek's been on the Men Tell All before. And Jordan was on it literally tonight.
Have you been on this before? Is this like a... Wait, actually, so first question. When did this film?
The Men's Tell All filmed last weekend. It was very recent.
Oh.
So this was like...
So this is fresh.
So the tea is still hot.
The tea is hot as fuck right now.
All like, the shit talking still actually bothers me right now. So okay. I'm still calming down.
His face is his professionality.
Yeah.
And it's red and heated.
Yeah.
This whole podcast is going to be a trigger warning.
Attached to me is being attacked by a house of insecure men. So.
Okay. So honestly, I want to touch on that first before we like dive into the actual recap of what the hell just happened. Like what I just watched. I need to know where you get these analogies. Like, are they like planned? Do they just, don't tell me they just come to your head. I will die.
You know, it's something that like, so as the muscles in my face flex, it's like, it just like, it opens up these holes in my brain. Just like the endorphins start rushing. And I'm like, you know what? I feel really good about saying this. And then I just go for the throat.
Point made.
Yeah.
Jordan journals every night. He's like, analogies. He has analogy. Instead of an appreciation journal, he has an analogy.
You know, what I really want to do is start putting people like in fear of what I'm saying. So I want to like tie more of them into like biblical like analogies. Like we're like super scared. Like, you know what? I'm going to send a bunch of locusts after you. And they're going to be like, oh my God.
Yeah. Because when I think of Jordan, I think of God.
Oh, Lord.
Because when I think, that's amazing. You should like write a book or like analogies by Jordan.
I think that would be a great, like, I'm taking a crap
segue.
Right now.
I might start with like a small line of merchandise.
Coffee table book.
Yeah.
Your book is made for taking a shit. I'm sorry.
Hey, Derek, why are you in there laughing so hard in the bathroom? I'm just reading Jordan's new book. That's
but you
great.
Know what? It's a
it
book.
Helps. It's like Squatty Potty. It evolves the process.
This is not a Squatty Potty ad. But
it could be.
That's but it good. Could be. Okay, so let's start with the episode. Men Tell All. We obviously... Does anybody think Chris Harrison dyed his hair? First of all, I have just like a really quick... It looks darker than huge.
Pretty sure he's not aging. Like...
Vampire.
I think Chris Harrison looks fantastic. I'm not going to try.
Whatever hair product and face product he uses, everyone, he needs to be like selling that on Instagram right now.
Honestly, he's probably low-key influencing all of us. And right. We're like, I need to do whatever.
He's taking his gummies, yeah.
Whatever he's doing. Okay, so there was a paradise.
I'm going to ask a dirty question first.
Okay, actually go, yeah.
Because there's one person who's missing from this whole episode.
Yeah.
And that's Lincoln.
Mm-hmm.
Yikes.
So I know I'm sorry. This is like a dark turn.
Lincoln's a floor shitter.
We're gonna start low and we're gonna go high.
I'm gonna be honest. That's fair. I never did see Lincoln go to the restroom in the house. I will say that.
It's a phenomenon.
He was so full of
and also like low key goals. Like I don't want my boyfriend to know that I'm shitting. Not that I do that because I don't.
Never before.
If any guy that's listening is wants to date me, I don't.
Hashtag shit I've never said. Okay. You know, it's interesting in the house in Vegas, we had a talk. You know, a lot of the guys, we were chilling while, you know, Colton was on his one-on-one and Lincoln talked about his celebrity crush. And I kid you not, when he said Julia Roberts, I laughed for 20 minutes hysterically. Because, like, it's not the 90s anymore. You know what I mean? Like, no. There's so many other... And, you know, it's...
Has no one seen Margot Robbie?
He's just so lost. Yeah.
Lost.
Yes, or Gal Gadot. Lost. Or Gal Gadot, however you say her last name. I don't
Things
even
are
know.
Going well. Let's stick with Julia Roberts.
Yeah.
Wonder Woman. How about that?
Yeah.
That's weird.
It was really weird, yeah. Because he said that and he's like, yeah, you know, Pretty Woman. And I'm like, no, I know, I get it, but I don't get it.
But I have a lot of follow-up questions.
Yeah.
That's weird.
And you know what she does in that movie, right?
Well, yes.
If that's his explanation, she's been in like 25 other movies since then.
Yeah, like so things
she's
are...
She's been in some great films, yeah.
She really... I mean, I love Julia Roberts, but if I was to name a celebrity crush, it's one Hundo P not going to be... No. Who's your celebrity crush? Mm. Now I have to know.
I mean, my celebrity crush...
I'm gonna say my name.
It's gonna be Jennifer Aniston. I mean, I'm not gonna lie. Mm. Yeah.
Rachel from Friends. Jennifer Aniston, or like
what even else? Like what was that
the
one?
Dirty Boss or whatever the mean.
Yeah,
what's the boss
that one.
Boss.
That,
where she's the dentist.
Something bosses. Yeah.
Yeah. I'm
horrible
into that.
Bosses.
Horrible bosses.
Yeah.
I can I
give
I
me all the sleeping gases. Yeah.
Fuck me over the sleeping gases. I'm here for it. I am here for it. Okay, so there was a paradise. There was a paradise
intro.
Yeah, it was interesting.
Things are gonna get pretty crazy in paradise, I feel like.
Apparently Jordan ends up with Kendall.
Yeah, well, no, it's
or who was
it's,
it?
What's no, her name? Definitely wasn't Kendall.
There was an insert with me laying next to Crystal. Which
how does that make you feel?
It disturbs me. Because fabulous. there's such a hype around Crystal and I. And there's just like such a low key fear of me even looking into her eyes. That like I can't even sit at the same table. With
I just don't know if
fear
any
that
of us,
creates like something else is that.
No, it doesn't arouse me. I'll say that. No,
I just don't know if there's anybody that's like prepared for that.
No.
Prepared for that relationship, for that like
certainly not the
for
nation.
That mashup, for that collab.
Yeah, it's like when you order 60 ounces of Froyo. And it's like, it's a good idea. And then you eat it and you're like, oh my God, that's, no, I got to call in for work tomorrow now.
Analogies by Jordan.
Yeah.
I want to come up with an analogy, but I'm trying so hard. And
I honestly am too scared. Like I can't do that because it's not going to be as good. And I'm not trying to put anybody else through that.
But on that note, basically the whole first third of the episode is analogies by Jordan. It's like not.
But the thing
and attempts by Colton to say anything, and he gets about two sentences in. And then he
honestly, R.I.P. Colton, because like I mean that's he stood but his Kay, ground pretty well. He stood his ground pretty well, and like I am, I'm a low key Colton fan. Like he's kind of hot.
Does like pretty well mean that he like fell on his knees before he fell down?
No, but yeah, like do you think he held his own? Like he was still like 6 feet under, but he was breathing through that straw. Was that an analogy?
Yeah. I,
are we here for this?
I got visual with that. Yeah,
that was good.
Okay, yeah. Everybody, analogies by Kay. CC Jordan.
So you just put Colton on the end of a straw. Is that what you just said? Yes. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I have differing opinions about Colton, but I'm low-key on his side because he's going through blah, 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 whatever. But, God, I can't not love...
I never understood why he was trying to call you out, though. Like
I didn't either.
The whole time, all Colton could focus on was how it was, like, not cool that you wore underwear.
That's
literally it.
Yeah.
How can you let so much bother you when, like... I'm sorry. If some other guy in underwear, like, you can't laugh at that.
Yeah. It's one thing to build residence, you know, somewhere, and it's another thing to build commercial real estate. You know, it's the rebar that was going into the buildings I was putting up in these guys' heads. It's you just can't break it. You're certainly not going to step on it and you know make it bend. It's they have to wrap their mind around my actions, and at that point, I own them. You know, so it's
you didn't just own them; you own them in the whole neighborhood.
I would literally challenge anyone to stand up to Jordan in any situation ever. And I feel like I'm pretty good at like being witty or whatever.
You're very witty, yeah.
But I mean, I bow down. I would say I'm on my knees, but that's inappropriate.
Well, there's one person I don't want to go against, and that's Pusha T. And that's for
Pusha
obvious.
T.
That's for obvious reasons.
Okay, but Do we, I don't know the obvious reason. Like,
well, he buried Drake.
Okay. I'm back.
Like, Kay was on her phone.
Story of Adonis.
I was making an Insta story so you guys can see that.
All later. I love is my bed and my mama. Oh, God. Yeah.
So is that where you hone your skill? Are you like a...
No, I'm like...
On the side, you're like a low-key...
I've watched 8 Mile a few times, you know? Like, I'll laugh at myself and, you know...
You write
poems. Have you ever considered writing poems?
Yeah, I do write poems in my free time. I hand them out to, you know, dogs that look lost on the beach and, mm-hmm. you know, things like that. So
you didn't get the art department to write a poem book for you? Like, no, Jason.
I wish. Yeah. Yeah. Hey guys, I'm campaigning really hard to be the Bachelor. So I need you to get this together for me. I need
make sure
you to copy
this
and,
up.
Yeah.
Thank you very much. So yeah, Colton was like on the edge of tears, like the entire, like first half, just because he literally had nothing to say back to anyone else. But we knew, we were like, God, come on, Colton, say something, just because we're all feeling really awkward for you right now.
So Colton's ending message there was he's starting to self-identify and own himself and become true
as a
to
virgin.
Who he is as a virgin. And, you know, he talks about being trapped and feeling uncomfortable and all these things. I couldn't live in a place. I want you to think about this.
Yeah.
You open a door to live in a place that you're uncomfortable and trapped in. And then you make this place your body, your mind, your spirit, your soul. Yeah. That's probably the worst message I've ever heard. So for me to be an advocate to you know, try to improve on oneself and be confident, I want to see him become himself.
So to get deep with that, do you think that's a part of why? Because you're like so capable of being yourself. That's all you do.
Right.
And like your ability to put those gold underwear on, which, mm-hmm. you know, to him, I think he was like, I can't do that.
Yeah.
Do you think that's a part of why it just rubbed him the wrong way? Or?
Absolutely. I think that they wanted to get me out of there. You know, it wasn't just him. You know, it was clearly, you know, about half the house. During the season, and then on the tell-all tonight, you saw some guys take my back, which was cool.
Yeah.
But, you know, during the season, yeah, I mean, these guys were coming for me. They were like, dude, I just, like, I don't get why you're doing this. And it's like, well,
but at the same time, like, who cares?
Yeah, I'm not like, here to date you. Yeah.
You know what, though? It's a weird thing, because I remember this from my season. Yeah. There's, like, there's this, like, I need to beat you mentality that kind of happens with guys, where it's, like, more about winning. And
right.
when what their tactic is isn't going mm-hmm. the right way.
Sure.
They flip out. Like, they don't know how to handle it. So, you know, you just got to, like, you know, nobody can say ever anything about Jordan not just being himself and doing his thing.
Like, I mean, anybody would do that. If the girl was the bachelorette was to, like, give any of those other guys a pair of gold underwear, they would have definitely, like, fed into that, put them on.
Absolutely.
That would have been their bit. Or
Jason was singing Disney songs every morning in the shower.
You know,
one of the guys wrestled.
I want to see that. Why is this not on
there?
They
didn't show all that. And, you know, it's funny, like...
He was comfortable in his own skin.
Mm-hmm.
He's always has been comfortable in his
as
own
skin. As a greasy car salesman.
He sells those cars. He sold them tonight. He got the first word, by the way.
Yeah, he sure did.
I was very weirded out by Jason's
great campaign
opening. Yeah, it felt like a politician.
Guys, I'm going to stretch the word great campaign, you know.
I honestly don't like Jason as a human. So I don't, I mean, not as a human, but like, I have never been a fan of him, like, on the show. And I just talked about it in the last episode too, but I just don't feel anything. All of a sudden we were at the final three and I'm like, how is he still here? How is this happening? What?
Flying under the radar.
Yeah.
It in cruise control the whole time. And he was just like, I'm here.
And then all of a sudden, I was like blindsided and Jason was in the final three. And I'm like, well, here we are.
Yeah, you look at that final group, the hometowns, and you've got a guy who tried to get a head start on the first impressions by, you know, talking to Tia because he thought she was going to be the bachelorette.
Right.
So he's obviously insecure. You've got a guy that has to ride a horse in to try to prove that he's attached
to
it.
Wait, who rode the horse in?
Blake.
Blake did. Oh,
yeah. Blake.
See,
Blake loves
Fabio.
I think Becca had
Fabio with the worst Fabio hair I've ever seen.
Becca's final three is like, it's like the police academy, or it's like at the final stage of like a state troopers class or something. You know, it's just like cookie cutter, totally Ari repeat. Like, you know,
I'm bored.
Come on. I will say that's the thing about like the last couple seasons of The Bachelor, especially, is I feel like you just know what you're going to get.
Yeah.
And I need that to change. Jordan
That's
for
why,
Bachelor?
Yeah, I mean, well, I would...
I mean, I guarantee it would not be a boring season.
Right.
No, it'd be fantastic. Grocery Store Joe, I think, would be... he'd be more lovable.
But would he speak? That's I need to thing. Like choke the words out of him.
You know, it's concerning.
What do you want to do to him?
Sorry.
Me knowing these guys and knowing like the candidates, it makes it hard, tough. Right? I feel like I'm pulling my own teeth, man. I don't want to do that.
No,
and
I feel you.
Yeah.
Well, we'll go past that. So the second phase of this whole show.
No, wait, really quick. Jason Sarah, sorry, I'm shooting with Justin again. Jason Sarah, I was like, one of the things that everybody like looks forward to in the men tell all or the women tell all are the glow ups.
The glow ups.
And I didn't really see any like crazy glow ups this season. Like there was nothing there.
Well, no, I mean, Christian actually got some airtime by, you know, stepping up to me.
Who was that?
I'm sorry.
Dead ass.
Bowtie guy, right?
Bro, bowtie guy. The guy with the mustache. He didn't address me at all.
Does he have a mustache?
He did have a mustache. It was very faint. So he comes up to me and he goes, what are you, 5'8"? And I'm like, I'm taller than you, guy. Like, I don't know. What do you mean? Like, how tall are you? You're saying you model part-time. If I'm 5'8", then how are you?
Anything.
You're a box of cereal at that point. Like,
okay,
you know what I mean?
So we were all watching the show together, Jordan and Derek, and then a bunch of us beshes in the office. And this guy, Christian?
I think so, yeah.
We honestly think so. Question mark has not
Bowtie
been
guy.
Confirmed,
that's the only thing I know.
Confirmed yeah. or denied.
High Waters
shows up.
That was the...
And I literally turned around. I was like, who the fuck is this guy? Like, where did he come from? I've never seen this guy in my life.
Listen, he starts talking and everyone's like looking at me like, yeah, hey, he's saying this about you. And I'm like, whoa, wait, me? You're talking to me? And I immediately knew that he wanted a little bit of airtime, so it was time for him to. Well, when he came around the chair, I don't think he wanted to, because then he
pulling
showed
a Caroline.
That, yeah,
we had a guy on my season did that too. He threatened Chad to box him.
He's like, "This is my last chance of getting followers on Instagram. Please work." Please. I was like, I don't even know who this
afterwards,
guy is.
Afterwards, just fun fact. Afterwards, he comes up to me and he goes, "Can I get a picture? I'm a big fan."
Stop.
I would believe it.
I said, honestly, I believe it. It's like, get in here, buddy.
I need,
he probably posted it tonight.
Let's like throw it out of the rock. Like, it's no big deal, right? Like, we're cool. Like, let's just get a photo.
Big fan.
I'm going to send it to you. Tag me.
Yeah, listen, this guy stood by the meatballs the entire first night. Like, I don't know what that means.
Was he standing by the other guys?
Actual food freak show.
I didn't know if he was by the football players.
Toothpick in hand. It's by the meatballs. I'm an athlete. Listen, I'm an athlete. And everything as an athlete's a little tougher, you know?
Since when?
Speaking of.
Let's play a drinking game of Colton saying I'm an athlete. Every time Colton refers to himself as an athlete, take a shot.
You played baseball, right? I think I remember seeing him on our roster.
I think I remember seeing him like
Jordan,
somewhere.
How did you focus on your glow up for tonight?
You know, whenever I walked in there, I knew what the whole thing was, and I knew what had to be done. Publicly, they said things about me in interviews, and you know, that people heard, that the country, you know, heard, and I felt. I didn't watch everything playing it back, but I watched what they said, and there were some people involved that were talking about me a little heavier than I thought, mm-hmm. and it was time to you know, address it.
Drag them.
Yeah, you know, it's... Sometimes you go bungee jumping and
here we go,
you
guys.
Just,
here we
the
go.
Foundation gives and you crack your skull. And that's what happened tonight. So
I need to know where these come from.
Yeah.
They
come from above.
From above. That's I mean, it's like so unplanned. It's amazing. I love it. Okay. Well, you wanted to go to the second half.
You just gave away the second part, which was Colton talking about being an athlete.
Did he talk about being an athlete?
Does anyone know Colton's being an athlete? Can you guys write in and let us know at betchelor@betches.com, BETCHELOR@betches.com.
Also email us if you know what team he played for.
Because none of us know.
Sorry.
He's so handsome.
He is handsome. Really handsome guy with a really cute lisp.
And a great jawline.
Yeah, but...
He's got a boxy jaw.
That's it.
Okay. Phase two of
Colton.
Phase
two.
Colton has been shamed by himself for being a virgin. Has anyone actually ever said anything bad about that? Or have they just...
I have.
I'm sorry. It is a little bit rough because it's exactly what you just said.
It's
about him not being comfortable with the fact that that's like a part of himself.
Right.
Which
but,
is like not the greatest... thing to feel.
Here's the thing, okay? If you're going to be the guy that's not going to be himself but call other people out for being themselves, mm-hmm. then I've got every right to pull the trigger. So for sure. With that being said, you know, it's...
That's hypocrisy.
What I like to do is I like to give a girl a better catch than I do a chase. That's where you find love. That's where you really, you know, you get in there and you have a good time. It breaks my heart that he is 26 years old and has never done that.
And I mean, there's plenty, like, I'm sure there's
it's
plenty.
It's intimate.
I actually thought he was older than that for some reason.
He might be 27. I'm not sure. But he's in that range.
Yeah. I do like.
He's gonna kick himself.
Sympathize with that.
He's gonna kick himself once he does it.
Is he?
I mean, I would.
You think so?
Like because
he's gonna go on a binger.
Exactly.
He's gonna be like me in 2015 after my like breakup, and I'm like, yeah.
We literally just found out last week that Kay was engaged.
Me. Yeah, I went on like a full like downhill spiral after.
Oh my God.
After a big breakup.
You know, cuffing season.
Yeah.
That like the follow up from that.
There was like no cuffing. I was just like, I need an analogy. Hit me with one of
those. I just picture a bunch of dolphins rubbing against each other, and like the water is now looks like a white Russian. You know,
I'm gonna see myself out.
Yeah.
No, but I get it. Yeah, it's good because as soon as you open that floodgate,
salty shores come in.
He didn't even hear you finish saying the word floodgate.
I'm telling you guys, this is coming live from Betches HQ. These analogies by Jordan. Amazing. Okay, so now Chris starts speaking.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
AKA the other Perez Hilton, AKA some
500 faces.
I can't.
From Friends.
How is someone so Friends. He's got so many faces attached to him, but he's so like he's just not relatable.
No, I don't. I can't.
Well, I think he similar like the same way I feel about Jason. I feel like Chris is always trying to sell me something instead of just like just being a straight shooter and talking from like who he is. That's like the fault that actually here's a spoiler. So when you guys were in Vegas, not spoiler, whatever this is called. When you guys were in Vegas, we were actually Taylor. While we were still together,
yeah,
we were there at the Aria too. The same exact.
Oh, really?
Time. Yeah, and we met with some of the producers,
which is like so rude of you to not contact other Bachelor people while you're out.
I mean, I know, right? I feel like I'm upset right now.
I should have. I'm sorry, I didn't text you.
Yeah.
no, but we did end up going to a little John show after he had just done.
No way! Yeah. Oh wow, so, that's inspiring.
But
inspiring.
Inspiring. Yeah, I. You know, dropped it to the floor a little bit.
Did
you? But no, anyway, so we were there and we talked with the producers and they were like, the one thing about this season is these guys know, like, they feel like they've trained to say things. Mm-hmm. And instead of just like saying what they are and who they are and just like talking from their heart, all these guys are just like trying to be somebody or portray somebody.
Mm-hmm.
And so I think what happened with Chris, this is my feeling on it.
Yeah.
He went in trying to be somebody else. And then when that didn't match with like what was going on, he flipped
out. One of the most amazing spirals I've ever seen.
Yeah, it actually started to happen in Utah. He started to lose it on everyone. And, you know, Facade is Chris's middle name. He tries so hard. And it's like, guy, you don't have to try to be with us. You know, like the Florida crew, we've disowned him.
Yeah.
And
once you're out of the Florida crew,
yeah.
Bye.
Yeah. Shout out to Connor Obracha, Nick Spetsis, my Florida crew. Yeah.
Is Connor the new Clark Kent? Right?
Is somebody that tweets guy? One thing about Connor's glasses. I'm wearing glasses forever.
Forever. Yeah.
Now he hasn't taken those glasses off for like at least three months.
He calls me in the morning. He's like, hey, what glasses should I wear with this client? And I'm like, dude, just stop. FaceTime me so I can see him.
Red or green?
Let's get this over with. Yeah. Yeah.
No, but, keep continuing what you're saying.
Well, anyway, so Chris, he struggled a lot with his identity and I've got this high rise and I've got this, I've got that. Well, guy, that doesn't mean anything about like, that doesn't mean you're a dateable guy. That doesn't mean you're lovable. That doesn't mean that, you know, well, first off, the dog that he claims to own isn't even his.
Wait, are you serious?
Who does that? Come on. Who does that? Yeah.
That's real?
Yeah.
Whoa.
That's tea. Yeah.
Claims dogs as their own, me. I'm like, oh yeah, that's my dog. Like that's mine. And all I'm right, like,
wait. For like reality's sake, which one of us hasn't posted a picture with a dog just to, without saying whether it's yours or not, just to be like,
I mean, I'm not going to lie. The photos the ABC requested for me to do the show, I sent it with my brother's dog. I'm not going to lie.
Yeah, that's okay. You know, I'm not judging you for that.
You know, yeah, come on.
I'm not judging you for that. But I did love when Chris started speaking because I was immediately reminded of how needy he is.
Yeah.
And find you a guy that's as needy as Chris. No,
he starts off well. Oh, I screwed up.
Wheels fell off. Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he was like, you know, I apologize for this and that. Like, I took it to a new level. And then all of a sudden, like, something switched in his head. He was like, but, like, it's not a big deal. Like, I'm okay. Like, it just, like, trails off.
Yeah,
into some, like,
I'm a normal guy. I'm totally dateable. And people like me.
Mm.
It, like, I mean, just stop. Just stop.
Not a direct quote.
It's fine. Like, leave your, like, end it sooner rather than later. Less is more.
I want to give that guy a hug.
All I'm saying is I like my celery with peanut butter.
I bet he smells like Curve.
Oh, totally.
If you don't know, don't get a gut reaction when you hear the word Curve cologne,
my God.
You didn't live through like 2007.
Yeah.
And that was all Chris wrote.
Yeah. That was all Chris wrote. Yeah, Curve is, I think that's what he would smell like if he was, if I was around him ever, which I don't plan on being. Okay, so... I wanted to talk about I know we already touched on this a little bit, but like your gold panties. I love the fact that you like
had, everyone's calling them panties.
I can't say that.
Like band shorts.
I can't say that.
Okay, so I'm a woman.
I can
that's
say
one of those words I can't really though.
Say panties. It's
what
like
do
a,
I say? Like
that's like moist.
Oh God. Oh, that's,
is it?
Stop.
Yeah,
that's right up there with Curve. Come on.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh my. I am so sorry if I offended someone right now. But what are they called?
Well, they're like.
They were boxers.
They were, I mean,
boxers.
They were golden undies, you know?
Can we?
Undies.
Undies, yeah.
Yeah, undies. They were like super butch.
Listen,
not butch.
These undies had sparkles that, you know, kept on sparkling, you know what I mean?
If anybody.
They weren't just some undies.
Baby, turn the lights off. We got golden undies on tonight.
Turn off the lights.
Song by Derek. Okay, let's see. Joe. Can we just go back to Joe
I
really
love Joe.
Quick?
One of my greatest friends from the franchise.
He has the most like the sweetest smile. I made the best meme of him. Not talking about my own memes, but was
Joe
really
doesn't
good.
Talk very much. He uses that Chicago accent every once in a while, and he's just like,
you know, yeah, it's, speaks, you know, yeah.
He speaks from the gut, and really all he says is, yeah, you know, she's a great girl.
Yeah.
I wish you guys could see
I'm from
see
Chicago.
Right
you know?
Now. Like, yeah. I wish you guys could have seen these impressions. Because they're both like talking with their hands. And I'm staring at them like I don't.
The avocados are in aisle 3.
Baby, I only drink cab. Come on.
But he has like the most like genuine like.
Oh, I love him. I love
everything
him.
About him is so sweet.
He just wants you to find what you need in his grocery store.
But okay, but this meme that I made of him, so I need everybody to like rewind back to his only episode where he like introduced himself. He was like, I forgot everything I said. And then there was a whole clip where he was like leaving her and he literally just like says like fuck and it like was beeped out and that's all you see. And so I made meme. I was like, when you rehearsed your Starbucks order for like 5 minutes but still mess it up at the register.
Y'all have the salted cold brew with the foam. It's a medium.
I didn't mean to say
the
that
medium. Yeah,
no, it was like the saddest thing because you knew like he genuinely like messed up. But he is so sweet, and I'm like, I'm here for this Joe the grocer.
I want Joe the nice guy like tweets now. Like Joe would, what would Joe like if you asked?
What would Joe do?
What would Joe do? Joe.
WWJD.
Oh my God.
What would Joe do?
There's so much to look forward to with Joe and I in Paradise. I will say that.
All right,
while
I can't
we're
wait.
On the Joe
Paradise.
That's right. I forgot that he's there too.
There's one rainy night where Joe and I just have our feet kicked up and
touch tips.
It's so
of toes.
Of toes.
It's. I've never broed out so hard, ever.
This is a bro moment.
Oh, yeah.
Hardcore.
Yeah, all the bros at home are going to be like, you know what? I get that, bro.
Relatable content is coming your way, bros.
Yeah, me and Joe are we're the relatable goats, you know?
Wait, when we were talking, so when Chris was talking about Joe, he was like, you know, I wanted to pull up these tweets from America.
That's right.
I just need to go back to these tweets because these tweets were the most basic thing that I've ever seen. Like some of these tweets had like one like.
Literally though.
We need a new social team at ABC.
If it doesn't get RT, did it even happen? You know
right.
what I mean? Yeah.
But who's finding these? Somebody not wrote these themselves, and they're like, yeah. Let's just
"It was
these
somebody on the ABC team." They're
like, "Nobody's
it was the
actually
art department."
Art department.
Nobody's actually tweeting for Joe. nobody's actually tweeting about Joe. We just need new tweets right now. I was looking at like the stats on him because that's who I am as a person. And I was like, these are the best tweets you can get. There's some really good Joe tweets out there.
Yeah.
What was the one? It was like...
I loved all the ones that like whenever anyone would do something shitty.
You know who wouldn't do that to you?
Wouldn't do that to you?
Grocery store Joe. Yep.
And you know what the best part about that is though? We thought that was funny because we didn't know Joe, but now that Jordan has said what he has about Joe, accurate.
Yeah. Accurate.
Actually, Joe would never do anything bad.
No.
Joe would also never speak.
Here's the cool thing, though. You call Joe out, and Joe will, you'll get a reaction out of him. Joe will put you on your ass.
Shut up.
Oh, yeah. Don't listen. He's got some Italian steam. He's got some Italian steam behind him.
Walk softly and carry a.
Yeah.
Now I'm a little turned on by Joe.
I'm telling you, if I ever need a bodyguard, it's going to be grocery store Joe. You
know,
you can beat him down with some tomatoes and make great ketchup, I'm sure. Yeah. Yeah, it'll be a real bloody scene, you know?
All right, noted.
Moves on to Jason.
Jason and going back to his like Pinterest board.
Yeah, so Jason starts off by detailing every aspect of their relationship. They've shared everything, pictures and friends. Every aspect.
Thank you to the producers at ABC for like, scheduling these
dates. Listen, if you've never hopped in the shower with your girlfriend after, you know, fooling around and just peed on her, then you haven't shared everything. You know what I mean? You haven't shared everything.
I need you guys to know that if I date any guy and he's not peeing on me in the shower.
Oh my God.
This isn't a real relationship.
Kate just wrote that in stone.
I just wrote that on my gravestone. Like, Jordan peed on me in the shower. Like,
how hot is that, you know? Oh my God.
No, but...
Jason basically shared 5% of a relationship with Becca and called it every.
Did she even ever like her phone die and like, hey babe, can I use your phone to call my mom? Like, no, like you haven't shared everything until you hand your phone over, you know?
Absolutely.
Yeah, until she's letting you use her portable charger, like when you're out at a club.
Right.
You're not actually
until
dating.
You have to question like what your screenshots are.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah, but screenshots. Actually though, like,
hey, can I Instagram DM my friend on your phone?
When you start deleting your like you're recently deleted. When you start emptying that on a regular basis, you have a problem.
That's true. Know. Yeah.
You should have at least 300 pictures in that folder at all times.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's when you know you need to stop and recorrect.
Yeah, but he like came up obviously with his like little
He had old school recently deleted. That was his scrapbook.
It was so weird.
All right, do either of you actually think he made that?
No.
No.
Certainly he's not sitting in his room being like, I'm bored. I'm going to do a Pinterest thing.
So here's my question with that. Was that the ABC people trying to say, we want him to be Bachelor?
He's got a great campaign.
Does he? I want your honest opinion.
Okay, so I'm gonna call someone out here, okay?
Because restate it for the people in the back.
Listen, I'm really fed up with whoever runs the Bachelorette ABC page, because I think that it's someone that isn't like actually tied to the show from an ABC standpoint.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's someone that just is trying to campaign for people. And
interesting.
That's my vibe right now, and there's a lot of people campaigning for Jason. I don't know if he's paying them off or, you know, I
don't think he's paying him off. Yeah, there was some tea from my season where, like, apparently Robbie tried to. Like,
yeah.
Is anybody surprised that Robbie Hayes' shenanigans your account?
He tried to convince Tanner to, like,
of course he did.
Say good things about him for the
Bachelor. Robbie Hayes is like, oh my God, you gained a follower. Like, we should collab.
Yeah. Wait, what's your insights? How many people saved that photo?
Well, remember, Robbie was the one on my season of Paradise that said, they called himself an influencer and talked about,
he's going to be on next season Paradise too, because no one else is surprised.
He'll be the bartender for sure. Yeah.
Eventually. Yeah. He would be the crab on the beach.
Robbie is just, somebody give him a glass of water, like anything, spray him with a hose, cold shower.
Yeah.
Hydrate him.
God bless him.
Because it's not doing well. Okay. Speaking of awkward, weird people, Jean Blanc. Jean Blanc.
Did we already get to Jean Blanc?
Blanc.
Cool story about Jean Blanc. The
cool
flight
story.
Yeah, it's a pretty cool story.
Okay, I'm ready.
The flight departing for Utah.
He made it that far.
It was split, and so some of the guys got on this plane, and then some of us didn't. I happened to be one of the guys that got left behind. So it was myself, John Blanc, Kristen, and Lincoln. Nice. I know. I don't.
Yeah. Just Kristen.
We're here for it. Kristen's the dunker. He's dope.
He's, yeah.
Really
he's the man.
Gorgeous eyes.
He's the oh, man. Yeah.
Okay.
So we all get stuck. And so Jean Blanc goes and buys an emotional intelligence book.
Stop.
And he's like, do you guys actually trust
Derek
the process?
Derek is triggered right now.
Been there, done that.
Yeah. He's like, do you guys actually trust the process? And I was like, well, I trust myself enough to like know when something real isn't happening. Well, how do you feel? Well, right now I feel like my emotions just aren't mine. I feel like I'm in a world that I can't control. And if I try to flip my pillow over, maybe there's not even another side to it. And I was like, well, my pillow is always cold underneath. And that's why I flip it over.
Drew's like, I don't know what the fuck you're talking about, but I'm like, fine.
Yeah, we're good. Yeah. I don't want to go to the high altitudes of Utah, but I mean, we're.
So Jean Blanc is like new level. Like
Jean Blancing. Yeah.
No, just wait. Yeah. So he's the guy that they told us about. They said there was one guy who was like super in his head and couldn't get out of it. It was him because they told us that emotional. I mean, it was Taylor and I and Taylor's.
Chris followed. Yeah, Chris followed in that pursuit of emotional intelligence.
Yeah, Chris.
Did he buy it too?
No, he didn't. But I think when Jean Blanc left it, and I think that Chris picked it up. Yeah.
That's so interesting because his whole like that's, exit was like secondhand embarrassment, like cause of death, secondhand mm-hmm. embarrassment. Well,
and you know what's awkward is like being in the room when Rebecca comes back from that. And it's just, yeah,
it's like, that's damn, her what response.
What did they do?
Who's next?
Who did this? Come get your man.
Yeah, yeah.
Yikes.
It's like, how does Jean Blanc go into the dating world now? You know, it's like, is anyone really going to take him seriously?
Honestly, smelling like Curve. That's all I smell
honestly,
like.
Oh my God. Him and Chris, like, just like killing it together. I feel like, just from this whole, like, Bachelor thing for the past couple of years, eventually people are gonna forget about it, get over it. It's not like he made it on for sure. Like some crazy amount of time. Yes, he had like a pretty cringy scene, but I also am seeing this cringy scene from like a person who like really watches it so I can talk about it,
right? Yeah,
maybe not everybody sees that, or
there's only so many people that like really screw things up, like Chad
like yeah, bad
he,
Chad
he has not made the recovery.
Chad actually hit me up whenever I got back from Paradise. And yes, he said, hey, broski, I love your shit. And I was like, thanks.
If anybody comes at you with a broski,
I know
it's a red flag.
Hey, broski, let's get some brewskis. That's how it's just like chest out, you know? It's
so
like
so many skis at the end is really aggressive.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I'm really excited. I have to pass by the skis because I've dated way too many like fuck boys in my life that actually say broski. Like,
do they call you broski?
Bro chacha? No. Yeah.
Here we go, bro chacha. No.
I like girls that I want to make sure that they know I'm not into them. I will call them dudette. That's something. That's
oh my god!
I
feel so weird.
Like, yeah,
oh,
like, I was like, that's my weird.
That's the point, though. That's the goal of it, is to make them be like, "Yep, yeah, that's not happening."
I don't think that would make me feel like.
It would make you more.
First of all, I'd be questioning why you had to put the et at the end of it. Just call me dude, just, and that would have been enough. Like that would have been like okay. Guess we're at this point.
Should
like,
I use broski instead?
Absolutely never. I'm going to cut you off, Matt. Broski. Okay, so I feel like this is pretty much the episode. We have next week, we have what? The finale and the final
nothing,
rose.
Nothing important. Just
no, yeah. don't watch next week. It's probably going to be super boring. No, the finale next week. What? I mean, Derek, what are your predictions? I know you can't say anything because you probably know Jordan, but Derek, what do you feel like?
I feel like with Blake, basically Becca's like not able to meet his level of intensity. He's so intense and he just like wants her to love him back so much.
Right.
And so again, this is why I want Blake to be the Bachelor. So I hope that it's Garrett. And
like
we
a
have
stage
like
fiver.
Exactly.
Right?
I want a stage five clinger with 25 girls.
Oh, I thought a stage fiver was like something stage that happens five. When you take Viagra.
Also a possibility.
That can happen too.
Yeah.
I want a stage fiver. All possibilities.
All possibilities.
With 25 women.
And he's like, I can't cut any of them. We're not making any eliminations tonight, guys. It's like week five and we still have all like 32 like women.
You know, what I can speak on with this is like them as individuals.
Mm-hmm.
And seeing, you know, Garrett with the first impression and seeing Blake with meeting her at the After Rose and coming in the first night and making his second impression, I feel like Blake comparing himself to Garrett is always going to feel behind in that respect because Garrett wasn't on the After the Rose and didn't get that second impression the first night. So he did it all, you know.
Wait, was Blake, out Blake of was one of the first people?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do you feel like Blake's like, it's so long ago, do you feel like Blake is, this is genuine?
No.
No.
You don't?
No.
See, that's interesting because everybody thinks that. I mean, most people.
Definitely think Garrett's genuine. God, we've blown him up.
He's so doofy.
Garrett's absolutely genuine. Yeah.
He is?
Yeah. The one thing is about Garrett, though, like when I met him the first night, and we weren't there to date each other, so I can't really knock him that hard, but I had to introduce myself to him 6 times. I'm like, listen, guy, like I'm not that guy that's wearing like an apron at the grocery store that you've walked down the aisle 3 times. I'm fucking Jordan. You should recognize, you know.
Buy my coffee table book, Analogies by Jordan.
Yeah.
You're welcome for that idea. If you make any profit, that just gets...
Well, someone made a coffee mug. Apparently.
I mean, you were in a chicken suit.
I'm dying. Oh God.
The chicken. Oh yeah. Wait, we have to touch on that really quick before, because that's like, I met David.
You did.
Yeah.
I have a good story about this. Totally same thing. Okay. So when I was in college, one of the kids I went to high school with, same college, he literally had a bad dream in the middle of the night and jumped out of his bed and messed it, his whole side of his face like hit a refrigerator.
You need to know he saw.
he was like 2 black eyes, like the same kind of thing. It was not like, it's not a joke. And literally every mom on campus was like, you need to get a rail on your loft.
Like a rail. And
so the lumber yard nearby was like raking it in.
Oh, I bet.
Everyone saw me put a rail on David's bed, so.
Yes.
Wait, did you do that?
I did.
Yeah. You did?
Yeah.
Well, there was like a small clip of it, at least on the show.
You're David's mom.
I send my best to David's mom.
You.
Yeah. Always, you. Always
and
forever.
So I met David, it was the day after the first episode aired, and he was one of the first guys that I met this season. He was so cool, like really, really nice. And he was telling me about like whatever happened to his face. And I was like, what the fuck? Like, how do you just...
Was it still messed up?
No, it was like perfect.
He had
like,
two
it was
surgeries
like,
on his face when he got back.
Whoa.
He got a whole nose job.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean... That's not
every
a joke.
Girl's like, why is that not me?
Yeah.
Why didn't I jump out of my loft? Girls, now you know the key.
Now you know the key. Just like fall face first out of your fucking bed.
Yeah, Caroline Lunny's over there like, oh my God, I could have totally replaced my voice box.
Oh shit.
Like, guys, there's a lot to look forward to with Paradise.
Is she on it? Gosh, yeah, she weaseled herself on that. I can't.
This is our segue into Paradise. So
segue into Paradise.
Give us the Jordan trailer.
Yeah, just a brief thing. You don't have no spoilers.
Sure.
Just
no
like
spoilers.
No spoilers. So, but just like what we should look forward to.
So you know how like the mayor of Gotham City with Batman.
Here we go, guys. Just,
you know, like he's managing, you know, well, practically what looks like Detroit in ruins. You know, in a real life, you know, terminology.
Yeah.
I come to the speech. You know, I take over, and there's constantly a Joker trying to, you know, gun at me, and you know, there's.
So you're Batman?
I'm Batman. And the mayor. There might be a Catwoman there and then in the mix. And you know, sometimes Catwoman, she gets frisky and tests Batman, you know? And well, the Joker comes in and we all know who the Joker, you know, he's got that curvy nose and that weird hairdo.
Yeah.
You know, he comes in and he, you know, tries to throw some spikes at me. But Wells helps me keep it all together. Grocery store Joe's got my back with everything. And you guys will see Goose Nation. So all of Chris's, you know,
hashtag Goose Nation. Nation.
Goose Nation is real in Paradise.
You heard it here first.
Most chaotic season ever.
All right. So, thank you, Jordan, for coming on. This was dope.
Thank you.
You were awesome on, the Men Tell All. I mean, I honestly felt like I was watching art in front of my face.
I agree. I have to say, I made fun of him like the very first night.
Yeah,
I made
of course.
Several.
I made fun of him the first night.
All of us did.
Yeah.
And I've grown to love this man. So
thanks, guys.
Deadass Jordan is great. He's hilarious. All of these things are genuinely coming from his brain. And
all their parts of his body, too.
And everything else. So, yes, next week we will be doing the finale and the final rose. So be there next week. And if you have anything that you want us to talk about, write into betchelor@betches.com, BETCHELOR@betches.com. Make sure you obviously follow Jordan, Betches, all of our other podcasts, and
use salt spray. And that's it.
And use salt spray. All right.
Route.
See you guys later. Bye.